Ever get that sinking feeling when you see flashing lights in your rearview mirror? It's like a universal experience, right? Expired registration, maybe you were speeding a bit. No matter the reason, that traffic stop can really ruin your day. Then the officer asks you to step out of the car. It seems so routine now, but did you ever wonder if they actually need a reason for that?
It's a question that goes straight to the heart of the Fourth Amendment. And believe it or not, that seemingly simple request from an officer is rooted in a Supreme Court case that still sparks debate today, Pennsylvania v. Mims.
Pennsylvania v. Mims. I've heard the name, but to be honest, I'm a little fuzzy on the details. What exactly happened in this case that made it so important?
Well, the story starts back in 1977 in Philadelphia with a man named Harry Mims. He got pulled over for an expired license plate, pretty standard stuff. But when the officer asked him to step out of the car, they noticed a bulge under his jacket. Turns out Mims was carrying a concealed weapon.
Okay, that definitely adds a layer of complexity. But here's what gets me. The officers didn't have any reason to suspect Mims was dangerous before asking him to get out. So was that order to exit the car even legal?
That's precisely the question that landed this case in the Supreme Court. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court actually sided with Mims, ruling that the officer's request was unconstitutional. They saw it as a violation of Mims' Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Wow. So even the state Supreme Court thought the officer overstepped. What happened when it went to the highest court in the land? Did the U.S. Supreme Court agree?
Here's where things get really interesting. The U.S. Supreme Court actually overturned the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision. They ruled that requiring a driver to step out of their car during a legal traffic stop, even without any specific suspicion, is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Wait, so they basically gave officers the green light to order anyone out of their car during a traffic stop. That seems like it could open the door to all sorts of potential problems.
That's a valid concern, and it was definitely a point of contention within the court itself. The justices actually used a balancing test to reach their decision, weighing the government's interest in officer safety against an individual's right to privacy.
A balancing test. That sounds like a pretty subjective way to decide a constitutional issue. What factors did they consider?
They argued that the intrusion of asking someone to step out of their car is minimal, what they called de minimis. They emphasized that a driver is already stopped and subject to the officer's authority, so standing outside isn't that much different from sitting inside.
Interesting. So they essentially minimized the significance of that action to justify tipping the scales in favor of officer safety.
Exactly. And that de minimis concept became a key part of the Mims decision's legacy. It broadened the scope of the stop and frisk doctrine established in Terry v. Ohio. Now asking someone to exit their car during a traffic stop is considered part of that initial permissible intrusion.
That's a pretty significant expansion of police power, wouldn't you say? But I'm guessing not everyone on the court was on board with this logic.
You're right. There were strong dissenting opinions in this case. Justices Marshall and Stevens were particularly concerned about this ruling. They argued that it was a dangerous step that eroded the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches and seizures.
So they saw this as a potential slippery slope, where allowing this one action could lead to further intrusions on individual liberties down the line. I'm definitely curious to hear more about their concerns.
Their dissent is actually really insightful and touches on some crucial points that are still debated today. They worried that if officers can always order people out of cars without any specific suspicion, what's next? Ordering passengers out? Searching the car without warrant?
They were basically sounding the alarm that this ruling could give law enforcement too much unchecked power. What specific examples did they use to illustrate their concerns?
One of their biggest worries was the potential for pretextual stops. That's where an officer uses a minor traffic violation as an excuse to stop someone, but their real motive is to search for something else entirely, drugs, weapons, you name it.
Right, so the concern is that this ruling could give officers a free pass to stop anyone they want, even if they don't actually have a legitimate reason to suspect criminal activity.
Exactly. The dissenting justices argued that the Mims decision made it far too easy for officers to exploit this power. They feared it would disproportionately impact marginalized communities who are already subject to more frequent and intrusive police interactions.
So did their warnings come to fruition? Did the Mims ruling lead to an increase in pretextual stops and abuses of power?
It's hard to say definitively if there was a direct cause and effect relationship, but the Mims decision certainly had a significant impact on how traffic stops are conducted. It essentially became standard procedure for officers to order drivers and passengers out of vehicles, even for the most minor infractions.
And what about the passengers? The MIMS case specifically dealt with the driver, but did this ruling extend to passengers as well?
Yes, it did. In a later case, Maryland v. Wilson, the Supreme Court expanded the MIMS rule to include passengers. They argued that the same logic about officer safety applied even though passengers are less likely to be in control of the vehicle.
It seems like the court was really leaning into this emphasis on officer safety, even if it meant potentially sacrificing some individual liberties. But what about the concerns about unreasonable searches? Did the MIMS decision change anything in that regard?
The MIMS decision didn't give officers free rein to conduct searches. They still need reasonable suspicion to justify a pat-down or a search of the vehicle. However, the dissenting justices argued that the act of ordering someone out of the car could itself create the reasonable suspicion needed for further intrusion.
That sounds like a bit of a catch-22. The officer doesn't need suspicion to order you out of the car, but that action can then be used to justify a search based on suspicion.
That's the crux of the issue, and it's something that lower courts have grappled with ever since the MIMS decision. They've tried to establish clearer guidelines for when an exit order is justified and when it crosses the line into a coercive tactic designed to create an excuse for a search.
So even though the MIMS case set a clear precedent, it also opened up a whole new set of legal complexities. How has this played out in real-world situations? Are there any examples of how this ruling has been applied or perhaps misapplied in subsequent cases?
There have been numerous cases where the MIMS rule has been challenged, often centering around the question of whether the officer had a genuine reason to believe the driver or passengers posed a safety threat. One case that illustrates this is Arizona v. Gaunt, where the Supreme Court clarified that a warrantless search of a vehicle incident to arrest is only justified if the arrestee is within reaching distance of the compartment at the time of the search, or if there is probable cause to believe the vehicle contains evidence of the offense of arrest.
So in that case, the court was trying to rein in the scope of the MIMS rule and prevent it from being used to justify overly broad searches. But it sounds like there's still a lot of gray area when it comes to determining what constitutes reasonable suspicion in these traffic stop scenarios.
Absolutely. The MIMS decision didn't provide a clear-cut answer to that question, and that's why it continues to be a source of debate and litigation. Different courts have interpreted the reasonable suspicion standard in different ways, leading to inconsistencies and uncertainty about the limits of police authority during traffic stops.
It's like a legal puzzle where the pieces don't quite fit together perfectly. I imagine this creates a lot of challenges for both law enforcement and individuals trying to understand their rights. It definitely highlights the complexities of the legal system and how a single Supreme Court decision can have such a ripple effect, creating these ongoing debates about where the lines are drawn. So for those of us who aren't legal scholars, what's the most important takeaway from the MIMS case and its legacy?
I think the key takeaway is that the MIMS case, while aiming to enhance officer safety, really brought to light the delicate balance between security and individual liberty. It's a reminder that the Fourth Amendment, while guaranteeing protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, is subject to interpretation and can be influenced by societal concerns like the emphasis on law and order.
It's almost like a cautionary tale, showing how even well-intentioned rulings can have unintended consequences, especially when they grant more power to law enforcement. What practical advice would you give someone who wants to protect their rights during a traffic stop, knowing that an officer can order them out of the car without needing any specific suspicion?
Knowledge is your best defense. Familiarize yourself with your Fourth Amendment rights. Understand what constitutes reasonable suspicion, and know when you can politely but firmly decline a search request if the officer doesn't have a warrant or probable cause. It's also helpful to remember that you have the right to remain silent and request legal counsel if you feel your rights are being violated.
So basically, be informed, be assertive, and know when to seek legal guidance. It's a reminder that we're not powerless, even in a situation where it can feel like the officer has all the authority.
Exactly. And remember, the MIMS rule doesn't give officers a blank check. There are still legal limits on their actions, and courts are constantly refining those boundaries through new cases and interpretations.
It's a continuous evolution, and staying informed about those developments is crucial. Well, I have to say, this deep dive into Pennsylvania v. MIMS has been incredibly insightful. It's made me realize just how much impact a seemingly simple act, like asking someone to step out of their car, can have on our legal system and the balance between security and individual rights.
It's a perfect example of how a single case can spark decades of legal debate and shape how we think about the limits of government authority in our everyday lives.
It's definitely given me a lot to think about, especially the next time I see those flashing lights in my rearview mirror. I'll be sure to remember those Fourth Amendment rights and the legacy of Harry MIMS and his trip to the Supreme Court.
And that's what these deep dives are all about, sparking curiosity, encouraging critical thinking, and empowering you with knowledge. Keep those questions coming, stay informed, and remember, knowledge is power.
So folks, stay curious and keep diving deep.